This is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking. We've just heard the keynote by legendary White House speechwriter and counselor to President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Ted Sorensen. Sorensen delivered the keynote to a packed room of 300 speechwriters from all walks of life in the Mayflower Hotel just around the corner from today's White House, where, of course, a new president, Obama, takes up residence. I asked the audience what they thought of this famous, world's most famous speechwriter and his comments. Let's hear now what they had to say.
Okay, I'm Susan Gatton from SC Gatton & Associates in Texas, and Sorensen just blew my socks off. It is unbelievable to be in the presence of a rock star and somebody to give you even helpful hints as well as his insights into history that you wouldn't get anyplace else.
I'm April Murillo, and I'm the executive management speechwriter with the Oklahoma Department of Commerce. And to be in the same room with the man who has set the standard for speechwriting, I think for now and even beyond, has just been an amazing experience. So learning, and really the entire Reagan session here has just been incredible.
I'm John Campbell from the U.S. Geological Survey. That's part of the Department of Interior. I was inspired by Sorensen's talk, especially the quote about the commons. He made an English quatrain about the importance of the commons, how it's against the law to steal a goose from the commons, but not a felony to steal the commons from the goose, and that's very important in environmental considerations for our nation, I think.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Epps, and I'm from the General Services Administration, federal government, and I thought it was wonderful to be in the presence of somebody with such great experience and knowledge, and to just really hear a little snippet of how far he's come throughout his career, and it's inspiring to a young writer.
My name is Neil Manchuramani. I'm a speechwriter at the Federal Aviation Administration, and I thought that Ted Sorensen's presentation was terrific. And he gave us some insight into speechwriting and into history with the JFK and JFK's administration. So I thought it was wonderful, valuable.
Dr. Paula McKenzie, Bethune-Cookman University. I thought Ted Sorensen was absolutely fabulous, 81 years old, and bright, articulate, brilliant, and sharing stories that just made me happy. I came from Florida so that I would not miss this experience, and I'm so glad that I did.
Hi, I'm Susan Kelly with Kirkpatrick International, a freelance firm, and the speech this morning was just overwhelming. Mr. Sorensen was witty and charming, informative, of course, and I, like the rest of the audience, felt like we were in the presence of greatness. It was amazing.
Hi, I'm Colleen Corrigan. I'm with Message Design, and I am just in awe of the opportunity to hear living history from a man who knows how to come across with such a salt of the earth touch. It's just fascinating to have been able to be in the same room with history.
Hi, I'm Tam Frazier, and I'm at Colorado State University. And Ted Sorensen's actually the reason I came to this conference this year. I've been fascinated by him for years, and the chance to hear him and get his nuggets of wisdom is just wonderful.
I'm Patty Sullivan from Wasilla, Alaska. I work for local government, county government. And some of the things we were talking about I think, for example, that it's refreshing that after this event he might go and give advice to, you know, present-day presidential speechwriters. I thought that was refreshing and hopeful. You know, I think that's great, passing on the torch, you know. So
I'm Linda Spencer from the Philadelphia area with ARI, a fleet management company. For me, seeing Mr. Sorensen was profoundly moving. He and Mr. Kennedy, of course, President Kennedy, were idols of first my mother and then myself. Because of them, I went into the Peace Corps, and it was just an honor to be here.
Hi, I'm Cindy Stevens. I'm based in Arlington with the Consumer Electronics Association, and I found the speech to be very inspirational, and it was just wonderful to hear him speak about his years with the Kennedy administration, and I really enjoyed it.
Hi, I'm Kathy Risch from Base Electric Power Cooperative in Bismarck, North Dakota, and it was just a thrill of a lifetime to be able to, you know, hear Ted Sorensen, you know, the best speech writer in the 20th century, talk and talk about experiences. It was just absolutely great. I was inspired.
Hi, I'm Len Vranyak with the Boeing Company from Chicago, and I was really inspired by Mr. Sorensen's talk because it reminded me of the high value of what we do and the importance of it, whether it's for a president or, in my case, for a company. So I'm very excited and thrilled to be here.
I'm Dee Dee DiStefano, and I am with the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, and I just find it extremely inspiring to be in the midst of people who have gone before us, who've done wonderful, really great things, and hopefully we have a lot to learn still from them.
Buenas, mi nombre es Rosy Rodriguez, soy una escritora de discursos en español, y acabo de ver a Ted Sorensen, escritor de discursos para John F. Kennedy. Qué honor verlo y estar en el mismo cuarto que él.